afternoon is Cross Currents. I'm Allison Bechtesh, filling in for Carolyn Heldman. Joining me live in the studio this afternoon are Jim Horowitz, CEO of Jazz Aspen Snowmass, Sean Aram, Director of Catering at Hotel Jerome, and Vince Savage, Executive Director at the Aspen Homeless Shelter. Thank you all for being here with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
They're here today to talk about the Great Chicken Wing Throwdown, a collaborative benefit tomorrow evening from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Sun Deck. Jim, I don't want to spoil it all. Can you tell us a little bit about the event coming up tomorrow afternoon?
Well, as you said, a collaborative event with a number of organizations, all the major hotels, the Regis, the Nell, and the Jerome, as well as Jazz Aspen Snowmass, JAS. And it's basically a competition of great chefs throwing down, which I think that's an expression that has to do with kind of a competition and really showing who can really show up who. And Shauna will tell more about the food, but then we got involved, Jazz Aspen Snowmass, to set the soundtrack, which is a very, very popular artist in Colorado, Carl Denson and Tiny Universe, who's actually performed in this valley many times. The first time, I believe, was opening for Bob Dylan at JAS Labor Day at Buttermilk in 2002. And then he's been
you
back.
You had something
here.
To do with that.
We did. But he's been back many times with and without us and all over the state. And we just were fortunate that he's doing a small tour right now in the state. So we're able to get him before he moves on to other mountain communities. And so a lot of great food, a wonderful cause having to do with the homeless and the hungry, which Vince will talk more about. And then great music. And it goes from 5 to 9. It's a big crowd coming, and it's going to be a fantastic time.
Wonderful. Shauna, can you introduce yourself and tell us more about that chicken wing throwdown part of all of this?
Yes, happy to. So Shauna Rahm, Director of Events at Hotel Jerome. My role in the event is taking place more on the operations planning side in partnership with my cohorts Marcy and Tobias, respectively at the Little Nell and the St. Regis Aspen. So we are just excited to have all of our chefs involved in the friendly competition, which we like to encourage is friendly. And throughout the night, our guests and participants will be able to vote as to who their favorite chicken wing producer is. Graciously enough, all of our chicken wing competitors did get this food donated. So from Shamrock, Cisco, and some local food purveyors have all also graciously donated for this cause. So each chef will kind of take their own twist and turn in producing what they want to compete with for the night.
How many are there altogether?
I believe we have 7 total stations. All of our respective hotels will take place, Home Team Barbecue, Aspen Ski Company Catering. So it'll be a great local representation, which I think is fun for not only the local community, but visitors that are here for spring break, others in town that will get a little taste of the community as well.
Wonderful. And I do want to talk with you more about that collaboration later in the show. But also this dichotomy of the fanciest high service hotels, both making a food like a chicken wing, which is like kind of a sloppy food. But also just that it's for people who obviously will never stay at a hotel like that. So, you know, why get involved, or what do you think of the level of service that you give and the clientele that you are usually baking for versus this charity that you're working for?
Well, yeah, I think anybody can really just take a step back and put an ego aside, not that any of us have egos, but really nail down into an important cause in our community and focus on, you know, what is right in front of us as far as a need for the hungry and the homeless, for us all to really just bond together and showcase what everybody is really just here to do. So it's been a great collaboration, and we've had a lot of fun doing it with meetings at all of our respective hotels and a little brainstorming and collaboration on the menu. So in addition to the chicken wings, Chef Matt Zubrod at the Little Nell has also put together a fun display of Ajax Tavern mac and cheese to some Chair 9 sliders. So guests will also have some munchies on the side in addition to tasting all the chef's chicken wings as well.
Sounds like we better fast for a day or two before this event.
Wonderful. It's going to be a great time, but Vince, again, it is for a good cause. How big of a problem is hunger and homelessness in our valley?
Well, it's only a problem to those that are experiencing it. Well, I shouldn't say that exactly, because one of our missions is not only to take care of people who are indeed hungry or homeless, but we also consider it our mission to have the homeless shelter in the day center so that homeless people don't have to resort to some of the traditional things that homeless people do, like getting in the way and sneaking into gallery openings and whatever. I have a lot of people tell me, gee, we don't have very many homeless people in Aspen, do we? But last year we served 192 separate individuals. That's like unduplicated individuals. And one of the reasons that people don't know that there's quite a few homeless here is that we try to take care of them. So not like in some communities where they're out in every doorway or on the street all the time. We have a day center where they can eat and shower and do laundry. And so that's, you know, kind of the scope of the need. Just in Aspen, now Down Valley, you have Feed My Sheep and a kind of a building a homeless operation in Carbondale. So there are people all around that, starting especially with this last economic turndown in 2008, kind of on hard times.
And there it is, the Aspen Homeless Shelter, as well as Feed My Sheep, Lift Up, Stepping Stones. So not only is the collaboration happening on the hotel and food and beverage and music side of things, but also multiple beneficiaries of this. I'm curious, too, how homelessness and hunger go together, because in my reporting, it's usually that you're actually choosing between one or the other.
That happens. You know, we will even serve people who have just got into housing or are in danger of losing their housing by letting them come in every night and have a hot evening meal, or come in all day during the day and make a peanut butter sandwich. Or we get a lot of food donated. It was kind of a joke that we have champagne and caviar at our Aspen homeless shelter. But the fact is, Whole Foods and City Market and other generous donors bring us some pretty nice food to eat. A lot of the caterers do too. So yeah, it's an interesting situation here.
You're listening to Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests here live in the studio are Jim Horowitz, the CEO of Jazz Aspen Snowmass, Shauna Rahm, Director of Catering at Hotel Jerome, and Vince Savage, Executive Director of the Aspen Homeless Shelter, all here today to talk about the Chicken Wing Throwdown, a benefit that is happening on the top of Aspen Mountain tomorrow. Stay with us. Thank you. Good afternoon. You're listening to Cross Currents live on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. My guest here in the studio with me are Jim Horowitz, the CEO of Jazz Aspen Snowmass, Shauna Rahm, Director of Catering at Hotel Jerome, and Vince Savage, Executive Director at the Aspen Homeless Shelter, all collaborating along with many more for the Great Chicken Wing Throwdown, which is being held at the Sun Deck tomorrow afternoon. Vince, I want to talk a little bit more about what each one of these nonprofits do. If you can, again, start with Aspen Homeless Shelter, where you are the executive director, but also how some of these other beneficiaries of the Chicken Wing Throwdown help to improve the local community.
Yeah, let me just say that we started this over a year ago when a couple of the Veeps from Ski Co. and I went to lunch over in ABC, and Auden Schindler and Matt Hamilton were very interested in trying to do something for some of the times Ski Co. employees that were no longer Ski Co. employees, sometimes, you know, people that had housing problems and so on. And then shortly after that, I asked Simon Chen, who's the general manager of Little Nell, if he'd join our board of directors, and he did. And he did that in spades. I mean, he's just got so many great ideas and so many great people working on his team. And we've actually done a couple of these fundraisers already in the last year, but this one is a little different because, like I've said to some of my fellow fundraisers, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, so no success goes unshared. So we thought this is really something that we should spread around a little bit. So Feed My Sheep is the name of the homeless shelter in Glenwood Springs, okay, and kind of near the other end of our valley. And then Stepping Stones is a special program for teens, kind of an after-school program where they can come and cook and do things together that keep them out of trouble, and you know, make all kinds of case management available to them. And then the other organization most people know about is Lift Up, who gives food to everybody, including us. So that's kind of how it came about and why we're doing it the way we are now. And then as we came to that conclusion, I think it was Simon that said, oh, we got to get Jazz Aspen and then we got to get the other hotels. So, you know, he's really the driving force behind a lot of this.
Can we talk a little bit more about how these type of institutions get funded if it's not for the generosity or, you know, big events like this? I think Aspen Community Foundation used to have a bigger role, and funding is just being squeezed throughout the valley. So where are people getting the money to help support the homeless and hungry in the valley?
Up until 2013, excuse me, we were pretty much funded exclusively by the Aspen Valley Medical Foundation. And other private donors. Then they kind of went belly up about that time, and so I became more of a fundraiser than an executive director. And we get them from all, we get, you know, help from everybody. The county is huge in that, Pitkin County, the city donates money to us. Aspen Valley Hospital gave us $30,000 last year just because we help ally the problems that come up of people trying to go to the ER for every hangnail or sniffle. So that's kind of, you know, I think these other organizations face the same thing. But as people may not know, I just quoted 331 not-for-profits in the valley. I just heard this morning at the commissioner's meeting that they said they thought there were 400 not-for-profit. 400, it's a lot of people competing for dollars.
Right.
And even though we have a lot of dollars in this valley, you know, there's a limit. And so we thought, why not go together? So now I believe in, you know, no success should go unshared. And that's what we're doing. And so we're kind of spreading around the people that are drawing in the folks, too. So,
Jim, I would imagine that you have your hands pretty full just running Jazz Aspen Snowmass. Why get involved with something like this? And what have you learned about some of the needs in our valley as you've gone, as you do your philanthropic deeds?
Well, the first answer of why to get involved is that there's no question. First of all, I got called by Simon from the Nell.
You don't say no to Simon.
Well, Simon says, well, you know that game Simon says?
Not quite as simple, but we're partners. I mean, actually, I've known Shauna from before her current position back from the Nell, and we have a very active philanthropic program, which isn't feeding, it is feeding people music. It's not feeding them food or sheltering them, but it is feeding them something. Not to make a joke about that, but seriously, we have our own mission, and we work with the Nell. And when we were asked, there wasn't any question. It involved music, And of course, we were happy to help. And that was really it. We're very busy, but everyone's busy.
Right.
You know, that's, if you're lucky enough to be busy, you're probably not, seriously, you're probably not homeless or hungry. So you can be thankful for that and help your neighbor. That's basic. And we're very much see ourselves. We are a not-for-profit organization. We're a community member, and it was pretty much would have been impossible to say no.
What about Carl Denson? Is he an activist? I mean, was it an easy sell? How did you get him to come on board?
That was, well, we've worked with Carl Denson off and on for many, many years, and it was just pretty easy sell from the standpoint of, hey, let's make a, can we do something reasonable here because you're in the state? And that's what attracted us to call him, because we knew he was within hailing, a really, really strong artist that we thought would be sympathetic and we know likes Aspen.
Okay.
And those were all the reasons why he seemed to be a good call. And he's a pretty hip guy. He's cool. He once showed up at my apartment at 2:30 in the morning after his gig at the time at Double Diamond, because he heard truthfully that we had a Cuban band led by a flute player that was here playing from Cuba. He was right. They played an after-hours party for us at L'Osteria, and he heard about it, and he showed up. He didn't even know really me personally, per se. Maybe he did. I don't even remember, but I do remember that the door knocked. It was late, and it's like, yeah, I heard, like, some cats from Cuba here. And I said, you're right. Come on in, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so. A lot of relationships.
While we're on him, can you just talk a little bit more about his style and what people can expect, especially on top of a mountain?
Yeah, well, he's bringing his full band, Tiny Universe, is the full Monty. And it's kind of a roof. It's a strong band. They play a very high energy mixture of soul and funk with jazz sensibility sometime, and then a very strong dance groove. And it's just a high energy. It's a great high energy band. That's what they are. So, and they mix genres really, really well. Yeah, there you go. Instrumental. He's a sax player.
Okay.
If you don't know out there, if you're listening and you don't know who's Carl Denson, sorry, he plays sax and flute. And he's got, I think the band has, it's six on stage. I think it's a strong band. Percussion, horns, drums, bass. It's a strong band.
Shauna, as you've been working on this, what have you learned about some of the needs in the Valley? And did that surprise you in any way?
Very much surprised, actually. One of our first meetings as a team, Simon presented some numbers and statistics that I think were shocking for all of us to see. Just across the board, between the teenagers to the adults, those without homes, you know, how many people we feed on a monthly basis. So it was very eye-opening. Hotel Jerome, ourselves, we take part monthly in a program called Planet Auberge, since Hotel Jerome is an auberge resort. And we've done several local partnerings with Habitat for Humanity, Lift Up, food drives. So just to be involved in another part of that, I think, is very rewarding for all of us.
Vince, what can someone do? How else can people help if they can't come to the event tomorrow? Or if someone themselves is needy, how do they seek out help in the Valley?
Well, I wanted to say, while Jim was talking, you know, the point of this whole thing is that it's fun.
Okay.
You know, we kind of make a pun on fundraiser versus fundraiser, and they kind of go together. So, you know, Jim and Sean are like such a huge part of that. I should point out too, though, that the way people benefit, you know, the tickets to this thing really kind of cover the cost of running it. Where the money really comes in is in the auction items. And the event we did in August, we raised $50,000 in a couple of hours, and it was pouring down rain. But everybody jammed into the VIP table area, and a woman some of you may know named Ann Abernathy, who wasn't even on our schedule to help, just jumped up on a chair and started helping run the auction, along with David Bach, who we had enlisted his help. So, you know, the way this benefits people is to come and have a great time. And I know certain individuals who I probably shouldn't name have just said, this is great. This event is great. We think your cause is a no-brainer, helping people that are down and out. And they wrote a $10,000 check right then that pushes up to $50,000 for the night. So, you know, we welcome that kind of thing. And so, you know, people benefit from Lift Up by getting food, families and individuals. The Stepping Stones thing is really aimed at teens. And then we're at one end of the valley for homeless people of all varieties, and Feed My Sheep is at the other end. And, you know, that's how it works. But, you know, there's overhead in running any organization, even though we're kind of bare bones. You know, we got to pay staff. We got to do stuff. So we're just delighted that this is happening. And did that answer your question? Probably not.
We're going to take a short break, and I'll come right back to you, Vince, Vince Savage, Executive Director of the Aspen Homeless Shelter, live in the studio with Sean Aram, who's the Director of Catering at Hotel Jerome, and Jim Horowitz, the CEO of Jazz Aspen Snowmass. More of the Chicken Wing Throwdown in just a moment. Stay with us. Thanks for tuning in to Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh, filling in for Carolyn Heldman. We are live today, and I have in the studio Vince Savage, who's the executive director of the Aspen Homeless Shelter, one of the four beneficiaries of the Chicken Wing Throwdown, which is a benefit being held at the Sun Deck tomorrow afternoon, 5 to 9 p.m., or else that would be too early to eat chicken wings.
Oh, yum. No, it's not.
Vince, I want to go back to you. First of all, is there a way to identify someone who is hungry or homeless? I think we have something in our head as to what a typical person in need looks like. Is that true?
Well, people have to identify themselves. There are people in this valley who are homeless that some people see out at the corners, you know, with a sign or on a bike, you know, the roundabout, that don't use any of our services. Hmm. They're just people who are shy and they're like on their own. And, you know, but what people do to get services is they show up. We have a day center that's open 365 days a year at the Health and Human Services building. The one in Feed My Sheep down in Glenwood Springs is at the corner of, I think, 10th and Grand in the old church. It's a sandstone church on the basement. They have different hours than we do. But mostly people find their way when they're in need. Lift Up has all kinds of publications that show where they're giving food away and, you know, where they're distributing food. And Stepping Stones is in Carbondale. And, you know, you can just look up Stepping Stones. I think they have a website. People refer students, you know, high school kids to them.
How do you become a homeless teen in the Valley?
You know, that is kind of an interesting phenomenon. And the definition of homelessness can include people who are not exactly runaways, but couch surfing at other places they'd prefer to be than their own home. Or maybe the parents are both working and there's nothing going on at home, so they can go to the Stepping Stones after school and do all kinds of things, you know, arts and music and learn to cook and things that are valuable and even employable skills.
All right. And then people can help, of course, by giving directly to any of these organizations or by coming to the event tomorrow. Shauna, let's touch a little bit more about what people can expect. So it's a gondola ride to the top.
Correct. So you have your 16 to 18 minute gondola ride to the top of Aspen Mountain. To also note, we do have registration that'll be at the base. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, you can get them at the door, if you will, tomorrow evening. So we'll start uploading at 5 o'clock. Food will be ready as soon as you arrive, along with all the beverages you could imagine to drink. Graciously, all of our, along with the chicken wings, all the wine, beer for the evening has also been graciously donated from a lot of our local community partners. In addition, we'll have silent auction items, which I know Vince kind of talked on. We have hundreds of silent auction items that'll be managed by a slew of volunteers. So that will be open for primarily the first 3 hours of the evening. We'll also take a break and do a live auction portion of the evening. Now, I do just want to mention the 4 live auction items, as they are quite spectacular. The first one, and my personal favorite, is a general manager and executive chef private dinner at your home. That is in part of the Hotel Jerome, the Little Nell, and the St. Regis. So yes, everyone, the general managers of all 3 of these properties will be cooking in your home should
with
you purchase
music
with music
and Jim, you got
on
suckered.
The piano, Jim Horitz, everybody. that dinner is for up to 10 people. A second one is a Tour de France. You can attend the final stage with 2 VIP race tickets. This also includes a hotel for 2 nights with riding kits, helmets, and a road bike from Scott Bikes. The third one is a Mexican getaway, the Cannonball Run. It's the premier automobile rally. We'll fly you and a friend on a private jet from Aspen to Cancun for a 2-night stay at a NIZUC resort and spa, plus a private concert on the beach awaits. The fourth one is an Australian getaway. You can escape to Sydney, Australia with 2 Virgin Atlantic flights, a 3-night stay at the Westin Sydney, including breakfast for 2. So some pretty lucrative items there.
And Shauna, on that trip to the Tour de France, I believe I saw a note that flashed across the screen. Didn't we hear something about airfare having come up for that? Didn't that, when we were on our little call yesterday, wasn't that just something that...
A little add-on, I believe. Add-on.
I think that was an add-on to the...
You're kind of alluding to it, and we just have time for one last question. So I kind of want to end on what I think is so unique about this benefit is that the collaboration, you know, I know each of you do the Hotel Jerome will give back and give food, and of course Jazz Aspen Snowmass has such a strong nonprofit bent and teaching music. But how was it to collaborate with so many different aspects of the community?
Well, personally, it's you know, we work with, certainly in the case of the Jerome and the Nell, we've had working relationships for years for events in those properties per se that we were doing. But this is unique because it's really a place that we could all separately come together. And so it's been, I think, as Shauna said, it's been a lot of fun, you know, look across the table, and because we're all in related businesses, and it's nice to join arms on this effort.
I mean, you could very well be competing against each other, but in this aspect, you guys
never
are working together.
No, I think we all are really great allies in the community, and it's fun to work with a friend for once instead of a client.
Mm-hmm. Good
but
point.
At the same token, you know, I think we're all just really excited to get people to Aspen and the Snowmass community and work together as a team in that way, as opposed to fighting over hotel properties.
All right. Well, thank you all 3 for joining. This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. Live in the studio today have been Jim Horowitz, the CEO of Jazz Aspen Snowmass, Shauna Rahm, Director of Catering at Hotel Jerome, and Vince Savage, who is the Executive Director of the Aspen Homeless Shelter, all working together for this collaborative benefit that takes place tomorrow with the Chicken Wing Throwdown. This is Cross Currents. If you missed this show or would like to hear it again, go to aspenpublicradio.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.